All right, coming up until 5:08, we'll drink a toast on the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The luxury grocery store Erewhon has outdone themselves again with a $12 cup of quote-unquote sacred water.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
What makes it sacred?
Nothing. That's what they're calling it.
Right.
But they say
they put sacred on the label.
Extra minerals and all this other crap. So they're not claiming it to be quote-unquote sacred like holy water. That's just the name they gave it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been enriched with you fill in the BS blank. That's all. $12.
Yeah.
And look, I don't care that they sell it. Question to people that buy it.
What is the name of that grocery store again?
Erewhon. Erewhon.
I thought I knew my grocery stores. I've never even heard of that.
They're kind of known for being ridiculously overpriced.
I thought it was only like in LA. I didn't know there was multiple.
What?
Erewhon.
And they're famous for some like $30 smoothie.
Yeah.
And some specifics. I feel like this, maybe the Kardashians got this here.
That's wouldn't what I mean. Be shocked. Like,
if you're dumb enough to buy it, power to you, man.
Honestly, there was a while there where somebody kind of played a little trivia game where it's like, you know, guess how much it is. And they were at Erewhon and then they grabbed like a, you know, a little Cobb salad thing, whatever it was. And, you know, you make your guesses before they flip it over and show you the price tag. And it's like $28 for the standard little guy. It's what in the hell? Here's an orange for $17.99.
Now, this orange came from Florida, like every other orange in every other grocery store.
Right. Like, you go to grocery stores, and, you know, some of them are the more upscale grocery stores. It's like, okay, I'm paying more because, you know, these are fresh, they taste better, they add pesticide, whatever
sure.
it is. All right, fine. But those, you flipped over, it's like, I don't know anybody who could justify that for that.
No. Well, you know, you're rich. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
You're not going.
Well, the food looks good.
That's the only thing I will say in their defense. I have seen multiple like Instagram food people, and they've gone there and been like, it's ridiculously expensive, but like, it is good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm with you. I'm with
Mike. Oh, my God. A package of freaking strawberries is $25.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's your standard
wow.
package. It's your
wow.
regular friggin' package of strawberries.
Wow.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at those things, Miles. Look at those prices. There's a full article in the Associated Press that gives people tips on how to reduce thumb pain when texting and scrolling.
Jesus Christ.
I have thumb pain.
Get a life from, I don't know, something else.
I'm struggling. I don't know what I did to my thumb, man. It's been jacked all
people
week.
People are scrolling that much?
I guess.
Put your phone down if you're at that point.
What in the hell?
For real. I don't get it.
I mean, just what the hell?
It's kind of, you know, it's to me, it's the, you know, doctor, it hurts when I do this complaint.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
It hurts when you pee.
I don't know if audio people can hear him farting.
Yeah,
that one sounded wet.
It's getting
it wasn't, but we're getting close, man. We're getting close.
And all you had was a PB&J.
Two of them, yeah. I don't know what this is. This is not from that.
Damn, man.
And like in the last hour, I'm like, I'm sorry, gut, what's going on? Why do you need my attention? What have we consumed that we're at this point?
Oh, man.
I wonder if Pinky's Plumbing does humans.
Right, just clean them out.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah. Right, something stuck in him.
You wrote a root of my backside, brother. Thank you.
Riot Fest in Chicago recently announced a surprise guest.
Oh, it's my shot of the day.
Is it really?
It is.
You will hear it at 5:08.
Hmm.
The special guest of Riot Fest in Chicago.
That's exactly who you think.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah. Exactly.
I read some of his writer.
That's what we're sharing today.
Okay.
I just like the name of his band.
That, I don't. You have to write that part down. No, I did not.
You didn't see the name of his band?
I will Google it.
Okay.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Pretty good.
Bunch of thinking caps on Jen's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. It is an adjective brought to you by the letter O. The standing is currently open, and I give you guys a 10% chance of success on this one, okay? Now, this is a formal word that means resistant to persuasion. It is usually used to describe someone who is not willing to change their methods or opinions. No, sir. Or something that is not easily altered.
Starts with an O.
An O word. Three syllables. Formal word that means resistant to persuasion. Usually used to describe somebody who's not willing to change their methods or opinions. Or something that is not easily altered.
Orwellian.
No, sir.
Omnivoot. I don't know.
The word is obdurate.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Nope. Obdurate.
Huh.
Well, now you have.
Now I have.
You're so obdurate.
You were the closest, Ted. You had the smartest sounding word.
Thanks, dude.
Now, you just said it with confidence. It was still wrong.
I felt pretty confident.
You clearly did.
I didn't even let him finish. I was like, I'm going to thrill him. Get this out.
Thrill him.
Get it out before Miles has a chance to answer. And I was wrong.
But it sounded good, man. It really did.
You'd have dunked if you nailed it, though, man. We just seen Ted do a backflip in here. According to health officials, drug-resistant gonorrhea is spreading inside of Europe.
Awesome!
Oh, as long as it's not here.
That's right.
No, they mean the band.
Has it made it to Ireland yet?
You'll find out for
us. Just says Europe, Ted. I don't know. Right. It's in Ireland.
Everything he said about that place, man, I don't think you want to.
What, Ireland?
Yeah.
What?
We were just at the airport, okay. And me and my buddy, we just noticed that in Ireland, and look, this was just a small snapshot of the people, but,
Oh, yeah? There were no
I'm trying to think
Irish
of a nice
lassies
way to put
out there?
That. I'm sure there were, we just didn't see them. And
they weren't out that
they
day.
Weren't here.
One of them, they were at the airport working, and we're in a long line, and my buddy kind of nudged me, just nodded toward her, and we immediately began chuckling. I cannot explain her appearance. It would sound both offensive in spite of how accurate it would be. Anyway, so we chuckle about it, whatever. Time goes on. We board the flight, turn to one of our flight attendants. And it was because every time she came up with the drink cart, we could not stop laughing.
You got to leave the airport, though, to get you a Galway girl.
I guess, man. What we saw, I was like, this is...
I've been listening to Irish pub music to pump myself up.
It's kind of like, I don't know, if they found out there was like a chemical leak in the water supply for Middle Earth. That's kind of the...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm being nice. Dude, seriously, it was...
This is going to be the trip that Ted comes home married.
I'm worried about getting radicalized.
Okay.
More than getting drug-resistant gonorrhea?
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to pub music. I'm going to Ireland for 2 weeks trying to pump myself up. And somehow my algorithm got me into IRA songs.
Oh, okay.
Which I didn't even realize I was listening to. I don't know.
So you're jumping around singing and then...
Yeah, getting really pissed off.
We're going to get a phone call from Ted. He's not coming back.
Uh-huh.
Staying out here!
The crack over here is good.
Been here for 2 days, Ted. What's with the accent?
Come on, man. What are you doing? Oh, you're faking that.
Come back as Jatty.
Don't know what you're saying, boyo. Not coming back. Staying out here. Apparently, your brain actually tracks two... your brain actually tracks two conversations for a brief moment while you're switching attention.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, two people are talking to you, and eventually you switch, and then you actually can hold on to two conversations and keep up with them.
Your brain tells you, this one is boring. Look at the other person.
Pretty much. You ever have that thing where two people are, like, talking to you at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
And you gotta go, hey, hang on, guys.
No.
One at a time.
And they don't see each other.
Right?
They're right there next to each other. They're both talking at you.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? You pay attention to the television and talk to the person you're with.
I know.
That's a good point.
You know, are you listening to this radio show? You know, we just end up talking over each other all the doggone time.
Yeah, because we have no respect.
Can't get a word in edgewise out here. California.
So about Jimothy.
California is bracing for their, quote, sharkiest summer in a decade.
Is that a brag?
No, they're bracing for it.
That's a good
point. Oh, crap, guys. Look out. There's sharks out there.
Our sharkiest summer. Why do they predict that? What?
Warmer water?
I'm about to say it's got to be just warmer
Super
water.
Super El Nino?
Tends to be the usual excuse.
Bloodier people?
Yeah.
Ted going to Ireland?
Ted goes to Ireland, people die in California. It's just one of those things. Butterfly effect.
Right. We heard your savior was in Ireland. We're here to take your children. That's what sharks sound like.
That's exactly what it
like sounds
like.
Like a mix of Canadian Irish.
Yeah.
We're going to kill them all. Eh? Jaws had nothing on me. A man walked into a Florida sheriff's office for a court-ordered drug test and ended up making things so much worse for himself.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to see Drink Desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 95-year-old William Shatner. Yes, that William Shatner. Now, like most 95-year-old men, Captain Kirk is scheduled to perform in Chicago at Riot Fest, which is a musical festival featuring Sex Pistols, Iggy Pop, Bad Religion, Patti Smith, dozens of other acts. And William will be there to debut tracks from his upcoming metal album. And yes, you did hear what I just said. William Shatner has an upcoming metal album And only recently, thank you, Mike, I didn't realize he had a backing band, but the name of the band, it's William Shatner and the Uckers.
Hmm.
The Uckers, yes.
With an asterisk.
Yeah, they started out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. William Shatner and the Uckers. Anyway, the reason we're toasting was not because he's 95 years old and is going to put out a metal album and is going to perform. It's because, like any good rock star, William Shatner got a writer, where the band gets to tell you what they need at the venue to be comfortable to perform. And it's pretty clear that he gets the whole rock star thing. The writer includes demands on the city of Chicago itself, which is where he will be performing in September. So the city, this is according to his writer, they will rename a boat in his honor so that he can captain a ship again. And he must also be allowed to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at a Chicago baseball game. He does not care if it's the White Sox or the Cubs. He wants to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
All right.
For his performance, Shatner demands fire breathers, an intro video by Guar, and a DeLorean instead of a golf cart for transport.
Jesus.
All right, so he's going to be introduced via video by Guar, and they're going to drive him around in a DeLorean instead of a golf cart. Backstage, he wants a dressing room, but that dressing room must be called Shatner Shag Shack.
All right.
And inside of Shatner Shag Shack, should you be lucky enough to get back there, there will be a four-foot-long pole of sausage, a Montreal Canadiens hockey sweater signed by none other than hockey great John Stamos, 8 pallets of Faygo, specifically not to be shared with the insane clown posse who are also on the bill, 1 pair of White socks, 1 pair of underwear, an assortment of adoptable puppies from a reputable nonprofit shelter, a bowl of sauerkraut that is ready to eat, and finally, a bouquet of flowers and a vase.
Hmm.
That is what William Shatner required.
How big
required.
Was the sausage?
Four feet. 4-foot-long pole of sausage. That is specifically when he performs. That is what you'll find in Shatner's Shag Shack. So anyway, 95 years old, you're doing metal, and you're still an a-hole to ask for all that. I like you, old man.
Yeah.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.